Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Marissa Risen, the new Emergency Management Coordinator for Washington County.
First, I want to welcome you to Washington County as our new Emergency Management Coordinator. Can you tell us just a little bit about your background and your education?
So I'm originally from Muscatine, born and raised there, and after high school, I moved first to Waco, Texas, to Baylor University, where I was going to study forensic science. And then it was really, really hot in Texas. So I transferred to University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee for a change of scenery. I went there for their death investigation program. So did my 4 years there, got my degree, couldn't get a job in forensics, and have just kind of done a whole bunch of different things since then that are relatively related. And then 4 years ago, I got married, and my husband's a nurse, so he decided he was gonna do the travel nurse thing for a while. So we did that, and I did online schooling and got my master's in emergency management. So we traveled for a while, and then we moved back to Iowa when we got pregnant. I interned with Mercy Iowa City with their new emergency management coordinator. And I've just kind of been looking for a job since then. I briefly worked at Wasomebody Foods Occupational Health, and here I am now.
So you've had quite the trip around the U.S., and now you're back kind of in your backyard.
Yep, I come back to Iowa every time. I moved to Texas, came back to Iowa, moved to Milwaukee, came back to Iowa, moved to Utah, and came back to Iowa. So,
and for those who may not be familiar with the role of emergency management coordinator, what responsibilities do you have in this office?
So a lot of it is planning for what we will do if something bad happens. Where can we reach out for help? How do we prepare to be better ready for something happening again? It's a lot of policy and paperwork and budget and fun stuff like that.
But it's good to have those plans in place before a big tornado or a chemical spill.
Definitely, because you don't want everybody standing around like, what do we do when something bad happens? And everybody always says, it won't happen here, it'll never happen here, but you know what? We'd rather be ready for it to happen and not have it happen than have it happen and not be prepared.
Or have it happen nearby and be able to help.
Exactly. So I got to go to the District 5 meeting a couple weeks ago, and Iowa is what you always hear about Iowa. We are here to help each other. We, you know, any way possible, we'll help out each other.
And one thing that we see often this time of year is severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes. We saw some up in Iowa County just a couple weeks ago. Do you have any advice for people as the summer kind of winds down and we get some of these storms?
Be listening to your radio and don't disregard it. The storms in Iowa County, I actually currently am still living in North Liberty, so I was on my way home and heard it over the radio that there was a tornado in over by Williamsburg, and I was like, oh, that's coming right at me. I need to get home. And, you know, the sirens had gone off just before I got home, so I talked to my neighbors, and they're like, okay, everybody, you know, keep an eye out and turn on your weather radios and your news station. And luckily, it didn't come at us, but I was ready if it did.
Right.
And you were at the Washington County Fair with some materials. What were some of the things that you were covering with folks?
20 weeks to preparedness on how you can be more prepared and have a 3-day kit in your home. And then I've got cards that have the link to get signed up for text alerts from Alert Iowa in the event of storms and any other crazy things that could happen.
Can you explain what those 3-day kits are?
So in the event of an emergency, the government has said there's a chance that if it's real bad, we aren't going to be able to get to everyone for 3 days. So you need to be able to be self-reliant for 3 days. So you need to have food, water, backup power, or flashlights, just to get you through those 3 days before we can, if we can't get to everybody.
Well, we're going to let you get back to work. I know that you're still getting settled in here, but again, we want to welcome you to Washington County.
Thank you so much.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.